Speaking on the House floor this week, Larson said on average there's been a school shooting every week.
Congress has got to act, or Congress, as I've said before on this floor, is duplicitous in every single tragedy that takes place. Duplicitous because of its inaction.
Larson said it's the morally right thing for Congress to do, to hold a vote on a compromise bill proposed by Democratic Senator Joe Manchin and Republican Senator Pat Toomey that would require background checks for gun purchases. The president of the gun rights group Connecticut Citizens Defense League, Scott Wilson, says background checks won't help.
Criminals are still getting their guns.
And he says the checks would infringe on Second Amendment rights. Wilson says the way to protect students is to arm teachers and staff at schools.
If you have trained teachers, if you have trained faculty, it will put a stop to the majority of this, because gun-free zones are just a way to attract killers to an area where they know they can implement the most damage possible.
Mayors Against Illegal Guns says of the 44 shootings listed in the 14 months of their report, there were 28 deaths. The report says in the cases where they could determine the source of the gun, 3/4 of the shooters got it from home. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.